Kira, I wanted to jump back quickly to the discussion we were having before about the culture wars and how that affects history teaching. I know these colonization debates have been raging very strong within the university context. I'm wondering if they also touch your students at that younger age, and how do your students make sense of this history in light of current debates?
Yeah, I think the students themselves tend to be quite engaged politically, and it's the double-edged sword of social media. So they will be somewhat, some of them will be aware of Rose Must Fall. And especially after 2020, they were very much aware of things like the toppling of statues and the discourses around that. And I think it has opened up some interesting debates about whether or not these statues should be teared down, or that should there be some sort of education around them. Like we saw the Colson statue, you had protest art installation, which represented bodies in the Middle Passage. Was that more powerful than pulling down the statue itself? So it definitely does open up a dialogue and a debate about it. In terms of teachers and teaching space, one of the issues with schools is we're being increasingly run like businesses. We have CEOs and things like that now. I worry if the managerialization of education leads to people who are not specialist teachers, especially history specialist teachers, instructing history teachers on what they can and can't say in a classroom, because they don't have that nuanced understanding of things. So this kind of wider debate that's happening in what should be taught in schools and universities, I think it is trickling down into the classrooms as well. And I think the thing that's most under threat right now is teacher confidence in teaching these topics. And I don't think there's any way that you could teach South Africa, which is, for want of a better word, balanced, where we say, okay, there's two sides of every argument. Some people wanted Black people to be treated as inferior. Obviously, Black people didn't want that, but both sides have merit. We can't simplify it into those kinds of terms and that idea of neutrality. So I'm concerned about how that will feed into the classroom in the future.
Do you see any antidote to that fear?
I think the antidote is just teacher confidence. Teaching as a profession, I think, has become increasingly deprofessionalized, in the sense that obviously with added workload, it's harder to become an expert in your subject. So in terms of, for me, teaching A-level South Africa, I've read so many books in order to try and to increase my knowledge and improve academically in that sense. That in turn has given me the confidence to justify what I'm teaching and how I'm teaching it as well. But if you're a teacher who doesn't have that same luxury of time that I've had to do that, you might not feel as confident in delivering it in that sense. So I'd say maybe the antidote is about teachers sharing more of our resources, subject knowledge, lectures, and things like these sorts of podcasts, I think, are incredibly powerful in just empowering teachers to teach the history in the way that it deserves to be taught and challenge these ideas of neutrality.
Yeah, absolutely.